This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Grocery stores and other businesses could see tougher security under a new legislative package introduced by Representative Joe Neguse. The package calls for OSHA to study and update its best safety practices to help prevent future shootings, like the one at a King Soopers in Boulder last year. Sandy Chavez works at Safeway in Boulder County. She says crime has gotten worse inside stores.
To have a security guard would be a huge deterrent to what's going on in these stores. For a while there was weekly burglaries.
Other bills would increase funding for therapy and other resources for victims of mass shootings. Colorado lawmakers are close to passing a balanced budget as they near the final weeks of the legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state has more money to work with this year because of a strong economy, healthy tax revenues, and a massive influx of federal COVID relief. That means lawmakers have control over about $16 billion. The budget will set aside money for new air quality programs, K-12 schools, and give state employees a 3% raise. Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state constitution requires lawmakers to do during the annual legislative session. Democrats hold majorities at the Capitol, but there is some bipartisan support. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver temperatures reached a record low early this morning. Temperatures at Denver International Airport fell to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. The previous daily record of 15 degrees was set in 2020. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyrus says the below-freezing weather should subside soon.
Maybe one last freeze Thursday night across the Denver area, and then we'll kind of continue to slowly warm up through the rest of the week.
Tonight, a freeze warning is in effect for the Grand Junction area. Frost conditions will persist tonight, threatening newly planted spring crops. This is CPR News and KRCC.